Das vier. Vier.
Inconsistent.
Germany. The Netherlands has.
How much money you think he made in his residency? Would it say?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Block.
How much money did Bad Bunny make for his Puerto Rico residency? $4 million. $400 million. I'll take that. I'll take that.
Nigga, you'll take $1 million. Stop it.
I'll take $1 million today.
Right now.
Right now.
Man, that'll be so good.
Just $1 million. Just here. I'll call my job. Be like, look, I need to go sick for a year.
Medical leave. Family medical, leave.
Please, just family leave. FMLA, let me pay me.
All of it.
Just fucking. Just let me enjoy a year.
Let me rock out.
I want to go on vacation, buy a house, and this. And then after a year, I'm like, all right, I need money now. Let me go back to work. Because $1 million is nothing.
Right.
You saw that there's a photo of a woman. She won the lottery. She won, ready for this? $90,000. She quit her job. She's like, I'm quit. I don't need this job anymore. I'm done.
Why?
And before the year was over, she was broke looking for a job.
What did she think?
Some people don't understand money, I guess.
You and I have seen, most people at our age have seen $1 million. We've interacted with $1 million.
Definitely. In our lifetimes, we're definitely going to... We've gone probably through $1 million already.
Oh, sure. For sure. If I count my salaries in the last... ...10 years, I want to say... Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So, Bad Bunny... I think they estimate... that he generated $200 million.
Maybe even.
Oh, it revised it to $400 million. Because the point was, and this is freaking genius, he's like, I'm not going to tour in America. I'm going to tour in Puerto Rico, and if you're in America, come to Puerto Rico. And people came. They're not going to come for a day. They come for a week. They go shopping. They go to, you know, they eat over here. They go to that beach. They check it out. So they're just bringing, spreading revenue.
What was it? $400 million?
$400 million for the island itself. So he made as much as the whole island made.
Did you hear that in the last one that he televised, Una Mas, right? It was called.
Uh-huh.
That the Rivera, I think it's, look it up, Rivera. Who was the production? Who was the production behind it?
Axe, ready?
Who was the production behind the Bad Bunny residency?
Noah Assad. An Arab? Nah, sounds like a Jewish name. Let's find out. Jewish Arab. Jewish Arab, what do you think?
Arab.
I think Jewish.
Jewish.
He's Jewish. Maybe, let's see. What else is he? You gotta have a Wikipedia, right? Somebody has money like this?
Oh, go to, ask this question. Who was the CEO?
That's one. Oh, he was born in Puerto Rico to a Lebanese father and a mother from St. Croix.
Ay, Dios.
Noah Assad, for do not yield any relatable sources confirming a Jewish background. All right, good for him. So it's Lebanese.
Who was the CEO of the Bad Bunny residency?
Bad Bunny. Benito Ocasio-Cortez.
The residency was promoted by Noah Assad, who is Bad Bunny's manager and the CEO of Remus Entertainment. His company, Move Concerts, organized the event.
So apparently he paid for the last show. He was like, this is on me. And all the proceeds went to proceeds for that particular show went to the island.
And there was a controversy between for a song. What's the name of that song? What was the controversy of the song?
Scared the crap out of me.
The controversy. The song that Bad Bunny could not play in the concert.
All right. So while you're doing what did you think of the whole concert?
I thought it was fantastic.
You did? What did you do? Did you have like a little party, a little get together?
Yeah.
And you watched TV together?
We had it on a projector in the backyard, actually.
Okay. Same thing, a TV, but, you know.
Put music on the speakers. And there was a point where I was like, this is kind of lame. The music is blasting right now in his backyard on the projector. And then we heard like sounds, like almost like people arguing, like in the background. I was like, oh my God, somebody's complaining, saying, turn that shit down. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking in my head. But I'm just ignoring it. I'm just like, whatever, that's their problem. They'll knock on the door if there's a problem.
Right. They know what to do.
And then, was it John's wife? She was like, I hear like somebody's talking over there. I was like, I hear it too. And I look back, because I'm in the back of the backyard, whatever. And
the
I
back
could
of the backyard.
I can kind of see behind the house, and it looks like there's people out there. I was like, oh, they're outside. Trevor's like, I got to go. Trevor, he had to leave. Something happened, and he was like, I'm freaking out. I got to get out of here.
Was he tripping?
He was tripping. He was like, I got to go. So he's like, all right, call a cab, just go home. You know, that's like...
I've never experienced that. No.
So then he's waiting for a cab. The TV's connected, or whatever, the projector, whatever, is connected to the house system, whatever. When somebody goes to the front door, it pops up on the corner, like a little camera view. So you can see. So you see him out there waiting. But he's looking. And we're like, he's looking at something. So then finally, a few people go up. They look like, oh my God. So we all run to go see, you know, say, you know, nosy.
Nosy.
Bro, there's like 100 kids outside. Like 100. I'm not even over exaggerating. Like a school full of kids.
What was going on?
I have no idea. We looked on the block, and all of a sudden the cops show up. It's like a riot. Like 10 police cars show up there, and they're like, right off, you gotta go home, disperse. And all I keep thinking about is like, I'm parked right there. Please don't mess with my car. Because the kids are, you know, then they start arguing and fighting, cops are breaking up.
That sounds like a horrible Bad Bunny gathering.
And I think somebody had a party in the house, and I guess they had to break it up, and everybody had to leave.
Got rowdy.
And then after like 10 minutes, we went back. And we went back right in time for Mark Anthony. It was perfect.
The highlight of the night.
Highlight of the night. There were so many good points. Mark Anthony was one of the top.
Hands down, yeah.
Hands down. Everybody's reaction was like, oh, they're freaking out, you know?
I like that. I guess maybe because we've done enough concerts and like hosting and stuff ourselves. And maybe me with the whole technical thing, cameras and all that crap. I like that, and being in concerts, I like that the seatings would look really comfortable.
This song.
Like, you know what I mean? People weren't crowded. It wasn't like there wasn't like a mosh pit vibe. It looked like, yo, that's a concert I would want to go to just because it looks comfortable to be in there. You ain't crushed in with a bunch of people.
Was temporarily removed from Spotify. And she was specifically Missy Elliott's sample. That's what it was. Leading to a discrepancy lawsuit that was tentatively settled in 2023. This dispute royalties, da da da. That's right. He bought Joel and Randy. Remember? They were on top of the roof?
Yes.
So what happened was he couldn't play it at his concert because he would have to pay. That's what it was. So he just avoided playing the song. And then the last, when we watched on TV, he played it. Everyone's like, oh my God, I guess he was like, fuck it, I'll pay for this time. This time I'll pay, yeah.
I made enough money.
Well, the other guy was paying. He's like, oh, you gonna pay? All right, let's play it.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I went to a barbecue out and about, and we just watched it, and niggas got really emotional when Mark Anthony came out, which is kind of understandable. I get it. You know, Mark Anthony's getting old.
He's getting old. Bad Bunny picked him up like a doll.
You saw
that. I was like, put him down.
Put Mark Anthony
down. He's a freaking cultural icon. Let him go.
You
gotta hurt
him.
Benito, de eso.
Did you see the actual casita?
With the house?
Yeah, the actual house where he grew up.
I saw videos of it, but I didn't really go.
Did you see the video of the people that live there currently and how they're like, you know, just leave us alone, you know?
I can imagine.
People like, pulling up.
Nobody bothers. Nadie ni pasa por aquí. And all of a sudden, every day.
Every single day.
Since this guy's been in the freaking concert, 20 cars a day come recording my house.
Taking selfies with my house. And then when I think about it, I'm like, you know how many houses look like that in Puerto Rico?
I know, so I was thinking
like,
too.
It's ridiculous.
So I thought there's no way. All these houses are very similar. they're very similar architecture. They're all like concrete, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I saw the house, I was like, oh yeah, they copied it. That's definitely the house. There's no doubt about it. There's no way you can lie about this.
He wanted to make sure it looked like his crib. What you mean?
So what's the story? He grew up in a house and I'm then they sold it and the, then
yeah, that's he's just that's I guess he I, that the concert was about it's about him. It's his residency.
Yeah.
So he's just reminiscing on his place of birth where he grew up, and he just made it about those vibes. You know, this is the message I got from it: the vibes of, you know, hanging out on the porch. You know what I mean? Calling your friends over and hang out and listening to music. I mean, that's what I gathered from without even looking it up.
So what I heard was the idea was making it like a house party. We're having a house party and this is the vibe. That's not what I was looking for.
Yeah, what the heck is this?
Casita? Let's try that.
Let's try that.
Oh, okay, there goes a casita. So the what I heard is, and I wish we could find pictures of it. Is this it? No, that's not it. What I heard was that inside the house, he picks people to go in the house while he's in the concert. And they get to chill in the house while he's having his concert. So what I heard was that they decorated the whole inside of the house with a bunch of like Easter eggs, like cool things. You know what I'm saying? And so while you're in the house partying and all that, you can kind of look through all the stuff that he has in the house.
Oh, cool.
So I'm trying to find like pictures of it, but they're so rare because you're not allowed to.
To take pictures inside.
You're not allowed to record anything, no. But there's scenes where he's walking with the camera, with the remember with the little
FaceTiming, whatever.
So people like capturing the background. They're like, oh snap, that's this. You know how they do like in movies? And that's how they were capturing stuff.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That makes it so entertaining.
Mira la doña, Ita. That's her house.
What so he broke records, right? He broke Twitch records?
Twitch records, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Amazon records, and the most viewed concert online ever.
Yeah.
Which
is crazy because everybody had a party.
So everyone had a party.
So it's not
party.
One person watched it. It was like 1,000, you know, whatever. 15 people watched one stream. So you can multiply whatever streams they had was way more people saw it because they were playing it in bars. They just had it on. People were dancing.
There's hundreds of people.
There's a bar
people here, 30 people there.
There's a bar in
right, but
Queens.
So, okay, wait, let's go back to that. So what they're saying is that based on the device that were logged in,
yeah,
that's not the number of people that actually viewed it. They can't calculate that.
Yeah, I can't.
So that's not the number. Whatever the number is, it broke records of people logged in watching this concert, which is like, that's what's up.
Hold on.
Isn't it good to be Puerto Rican?
Bad habits in Queens.
Uh-oh.
Bam, look at the front of the house. That's he made it look like the Bad Bunny house.
Wow. He changed the front.
DJ Camelo. Actually, you know what? This might actually be the best place to...
Okay, they're zooming out. Okay. What a guy.
Bad habits are sorry, yes. It should be right away. Toma.
Well.
See that, that's so cool. Hey, you wanna go jogging just randomly in a TikTok video? Yeah, sure, right. Mira que eso. That looks like Bad Bunny. Vámonos. Hey, we're here, Puerto Rico. Tan rápido.
Yay.
That's so fun though. You know what I'm saying? Imagine you just walk into the neighborhood all of a sudden you see this. You're like, yo, what the heck? That's the front of a building? It's just crazy. But they did this specifically for the concert.
Obviously.
And then they're gonna keep it like that for a while. My boy was across the street the day of the concert. He didn't even know. He's a Filipino or whatever. He was playing pool or something. He's like, but I kept hearing like a party. And then they took a truck. And you know those trucks that have like a giant screen in the back? Like for advertisements?
Yeah, yeah.
They brought that up and they put the concert on that right in front of the place. So people are outside the bar now dancing. I was like, that's fire, bro. That's how you do it. That's how you bring attention to your business.
And honestly, what a great way to end the summer, because literally it was the last weekend of the summer.
Yeah.
I couldn't have planned that barbecue out in PA. Shout out to PA niggas. I couldn't have planned that barbecue any better. To have the concert, grilling the steaks. I brought like $60 worth of skirt steaks. We went in, the four of us. Mad food. Yeah, so that was last weekend. We were gonna have a whole Puerto Rico episode to air, but that's to come.
The one thing though.
What?
There's a he played a song and brought a few people to tears listening to it. And I don't want to play it now, but it's Lo Que Pasó Hawaii.
You've heard that song before?
Oh yeah. It's on the album.
Yeah, it's
yeah. And it reminds me of
were you crying?
Bro, every time I hear that song I can't help it. You know what gets me? The guitar at the end. Just like that one little tiny second when they play like the national anthem, the beginning of it. I'm just like, oh my god. Do you remember when I don't remember it was like a few years after Maria or like a year after Maria that he made the song? We actually talked about it on the podcast. We have a freaking whole episode on it, actually.
Yeah. I don't remember this.
I forgot the name of it.
But keep going. What about it?
I wish he would have played that song because the concert was on the anniversary of Maria. So it would have been nice for him to, you know, to go back and be like, hey, I want to play this song for you.
And reference it.
Yeah.
I mean...
But it was funny. It was just like there was a point where he was just like before he played there's a song on his album. It's E-O-O, whatever. And right before he plays it, he tells the whole crowd like, this is the last time we're gonna do this in Puerto Rico, so y'all gotta go hard. And then they play the song and then the freaking visuals of everybody dancing. I was like, oh my god, it's like a freaking orgy in there. Jesus Christ, tone it down. But he hyped it up so much in the beginning. He's telling people like, yo, you gotta go as hard as possible. This is
it.
I was like, oh my god.
I don't think it'll be his last. Do you think?
No, of course not. Whenever new album, whatever. This is just for the album, you know.
Yeah, that's what this is. It's just one album.
And all I'm thinking about is, who's the next Puerto Rican artist to be like, that's a good idea, let's do that for now on,
you know. A residency.
Residency. You know what they should do? This is gonna sound crazy to you. Actually, no, it sounds actually pretty good. No, I'm thinking about it. They should get Looney Tunes.
Okay.
And be like, all your hits, get all the artists, and throw an old school reggaeton concert.
Yeah, that sounds dope. That actually sounds dope.
There's a whole era of artists
that really led up to Bad Bunny.
Yeah. They should do a whole concert on that. And everybody just come and it's a big party.
Wow.
And do that. People will come. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. For sure.
I want to go now. And he's already gone.
You missed your chance.
I tried to get tickets and I didn't get it.
Why not? Oh, because they sold out. They were gone.
Quick, yeah. Larissa got tickets. She got lucky.
Yeah, my cousins got tickets. They were all out there.
I tried to get it, but I did it. My wife and my mother-in-law did it. And none of them. My sister too. My sister-in-law. She tried to do it too. She didn't get it. But my cousin got it. Whatever.
You got to get files.
You gotta get files.
Arriba. Yeah. All right. So, what else you got? What else you got going on this week? Since the whole Diddy's about to get let go,
he's asked for leniency.
They asked to return his case.
To what? To redo it?
No, not redo it. To what do you call
to
it?
Overturn it.
Overturn.
The judge was like, "Come on now."
The two convictions.
I don't even know what he's being charged for. I got to be honest with you. I have no idea what's happening. Trafficking?
No, not trafficking. That was the highest charge. It was prostitution.
What a charge.
And his lawyers tried to argue. Look it up for yourself, guys. His lawyer tried to argue that that it's a violation of his First Amendment right. He wasn't prostituting. He was making his own porno.
Did he record it?
Yeah, it was recorded.
I don't know. If I was in the jury, I'm like, what's the difference?
What's the difference?
You're paying both for sex. Now the question
you
is,
you pay for porno, right?
I guess. Does she know she's being recorded?
Well, there must have been consent. She's flopping, flip.
What I'm saying though, does she know? If it's secretly recorded, then I don't know.
Well, that's when we had to do the whole, like, you know, are you agree to be on this episode? We have your permission. If he got that, then
it's over.
It helps his argument.
Yeah, I guess he further. Did it because he got in jail.
I guess he did it. So they're thinking about he's going to be sentenced next Friday. I thought it was going to happen today, and we would have that to talk about, to break down. But if you had a guess, what do you think the sentences would be?
I don't even know the average for.
I think it's up to 5 years.
Would it be so he was just a John? Is that the idea?
I guess, but if the maximum,
how much do Johns get? How long do Johns get arrested for? Can't ever save you for having a job. My job. Johns! Agent. What the heck? Who wrote that word there?
Us.
John, client prostitute, was significantly depending on specific charges.
Yeah. It's not going to say, right?
It's not going to say misdemeanor. Because if it's his first charge, then I can't imagine he's going to get charged for long.
Not the max, right?
Unless the judge wants a freaking
hey. Don't quote me, but let's pretend it's 5 years.
A year.
Let's pretend it's 5.
Okay, we're going to pretend because I think it's only one.
I think it's 5.
5 is a long time.
It's a long time. I'm trying to remember what they said this morning in the news. Anyways, so if that's the
Rosanna case. Rosanna told you this?
No, she's off. She's on vacation.
Oh, nice. Where'd she go? Italy?
I'm gonna DM her later.
You know her family's mob connected, right?
Hell yeah. How you think she kept that job? How do you think she got that job?
She owns that fucking news thing.
You crazy?
Rosanna Scotto.
What do you think is a fair
Year? I wouldn't even give him jail.
That's time served.
I wouldn't even give him that. I would give him probation.
Probation?
For just being for buying a prostitute.
Yeah.
I would give probation.
First of all, he already did like 14 months.
So that's it. Done. Go home. Peace. You do it.
Go home. Don't do it again.
Don't do it again. Done. Yeah. you said two charges. What was the other one?
Look it up.
Let's find out. Look it up. What is Diddy being charged with?
Wrong question. Convicted of.
Oh. Conviction charges. Two counts for which Combs convicted both involve violations of the Mann Act, a federal prohibiting interstate transport of individuals for illegal. Oh, that's a different charge. Okay. So he's being charged with taking prostitutes over interstate. So imagine. Wow, this is crazy. I'm just trying to think of how this. Imagine.
Me and you.
You go over the Lincoln Tunnel, or you go under the Lincoln Tunnel, technically. And you get to the other side, and you're like, all right, you pick up a prostitute. You're like, yo, I live right here in Manhattan.
So.
Go through the tunnel, you do your little thing, then you drop her back off, and then all of a sudden you're charged with this Mann Act for transporting her, whatever, 10 blocks. You know what I'm saying?
Based on his convictions, how many years is Diddy facing? Oh my God!
You don't talk.
Based on Diddy's convictions, how many years can he serve maximum? Do the thinking.
10 years.
Whoa! Based on the convictions, two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, Sean Diddy Combs faces a maximum of 20 years. Each of the two counts carries a 10 cent. So it could be consecutive.
It could be.
So 10 years. I was off.
Well, but we were thinking about different charges.
Yeah.
It is a totally different charge. I don't even know what the rules are for this.
What do you think? What do you think they'll
do? I don't know. That sounds like a lot. That sounds like a lot. The question is the judge
first time offense. Throw
the book at him, or if he's a liberal, like, all right. You know what I'm saying?
And can
the judges could also take into account his history. They're like, I saw the video you did with Cassidy.
That's the one that sticks.
Going to jail.
That's the one that you want to give him a pow pow.
Yeah.
Because that's replaying in your mind.
Don't
over and over again.
Also, you charge him high so that way the rest of the nation knows, don't do this. Don't do this.
Or set an example.
Yeah. And then they're going to put him with R. Kelly.
Keep your prostitutes in your state.
Yeah, keep them in one spot. And then you do probation. And you're good.
That's horrible. Don't do that.
He should have recorded it. And told him, hey, look, I'm filming this. I'm making a movie.
Yeah,
you're an actor.
That's crazy. Because if those
you do one of those,
if
you're an actor, here you go, some money.
All you gotta say is we're acting, right? Ready? You agree?
No, you record the whole conversation. So you're like, oh, see, I told her.
Yeah, this is your line.
She's like, I didn't know that. I was a prostitute. Like, judge, that's not what the freaking tape shows.
Play the tape.
Play the tape, Diddy.
Play the tape.
Play the R. Kelly tape while we're at it.
I think they're gonna give him 5 years.
Each or just altogether?
Consecutively?
So 10 years?
No, consecutively is when they run together, the charges. So
oh, so what are you saying?
Five.
Consecutively? No,
five concurrently? Five. Concurrently. Consecutively?
Consecutive is one after another.
Is it?
I think so.
Consecutively.
Look it up!
Yeah, consecutively, no. Concurrent. Concurrent?
What's the difference between consecutively and concurrently.
Too slow.
Following one after another. Okay, so there you go. Concurrent means occurring at the same time or in parallel. There you go.
So, yeah, concurrent. I think that's... I think that that's...
That's a harsh charge. That's a hard charge.
That's a lot?
Yeah, because when we hear about... The only thing I really heard about Diddy...
And this is why, what, 3.5 years left?
This is what I was thinking about. I was like, why is he charged for having mad lube? Who cares?
No, the lube had nothing
to do with it. Sex parties, who cares?
Johnson & Johnson made a lot of money. They're good. They got paid.
I'm thinking about all the things that they discovered. Remember, they were showing like pictures. Like, none of that matters.
Okay.
That's just funny. That's just, you know, something for us to, you know, ogle, oogle.
Ogle? Yeah. We don't want to advertise?
Ogle, Google. Not Google, just oogle. Like when you try to look at something.
You oogle it?
Yeah.
I've never heard that term in my life.
That's just all it is. Just gawk. I guess that's another way to say it. Just the gawk. Like, oh, wow, he had so much freaking baby powder. Or baby oil. That's what it was, right?
He...
I don't know. Set him free. That's what I say. Let him go.
Wow. So you're saying let him go?
Yeah, why not? Let him go. Who cares?
I don't know.
I also believe... I mean, that's just personal. I think if you're a consenting adult and you want to charge people for... fix your car, that's legal. If I want to charge,
what I think he should be, house, I think he should have legal. Time served.
Yeah.
What I think he's gonna get is 5 years.
I don't know.
Concurrent. That's what I think they're gonna do.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't think he should be charged at all, but that's my thoughts.
So you're like Mandani? You think prostitution should be legal?
100%.
He flipped his. This. And he says he never said that.
Who cares? Say it now, Mandani.
Say it with your chest.
Just say it. Who you cares? Two adults want to do something. Let them do it. I don't think the problem. You're gonna legalize drugs for people to get high. You might as well let them have sex for the money too. Might as well.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Just make rules behind it. But like, hey, look, if you want to be in this industry, you need a freaking certificate of authenticity, and you got to be tested every year, or something weird like that. If you want to keep your license. And if you get caught doing it without a license, then you go to jail.
All right. Switch of gears. We had talked about the whole Jimmy Kimmel and the
Kibbles and bits.
Yeah, that one. There you go.
Kibbles and nibbles. Shit.
This idiot was suspended for a week only, and then he was back on it. And I was doing the editing on the episode that we did last, and something that I came across, this idea that I feel like it was all a host.
I don't think so.
To get viewership.
I think what happened was ABC saw that backlash. NBC or ABC?
We couldn't figure it out then, and I don't think we'll be able to figure it out now.
We have nothing else. If people are going to say we're going to stop watching you, it's not like we have anything else to offer them to watch. What shows did they have that they can offer to anybody?
Who the hell watches ABC?
Exactly. So they're like, at least we got one name. It's better for us to just keep them and be like, my bad.
No, I think that when they got rid of them, remember, to me, these companies across the board, they're going to play whatever is louder. So if louder is DEI, we're going to scream DEI. If the crowd, if the masses, the people, if the masses are saying Black Lives Matter, we're going to put banners, we're going to do advert, we're going to give away stuff, we're going to do commercials. If the masses are, you know, crying out, you know, that the thing we need to do now is KKK, they're going to do KKK. I think that the producer, the owner of ABC, I think that he started getting this vibe that right now America's conservative and this is the ones who are the loudest right now. I got to be in tune with them. So I got to get rid of this guy to let them know I'm with the masses.
He also gave a shout out to Joe Rogan.
Who did?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah?
He's just going to thank people, even Joe Rogan. Because Joe Rogan on the podcast was like, bro, why are you firing this guy? What? And my thing was like, are we sure it was Trump that said it? Or was it ABC that was kind of like, fuck this guy? They were going to use this as an excuse to get him out of here.
I don't think it's getting him out of here. I think it's just, the majority is conservative right now, and we can get viewership, then let's do it. It's, to them, it's a profit. They don't give a crap. Bob Iger, is that the guy's name?
I have no idea. Look.
You think they give a crap about who freaking...
Look.
Who's winning?
I will never forget, and maybe really, most of all, I want to thank the people who didn't support my show and what I believe in, but support my right to share those beliefs anyway. People who I never could have imagined, like Ben Shapiro, Clay Travis, Candace Owens, Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul, even my old pal Ted Cruz, who, believe it or not, said something very beautiful on my behalf. Because the right is like, no, freedom of speech. Right?
The right is about freedom of speech.
I hate him. I want to find the part where he talks about Charlie Kirk. Anyway.
So I was looking at like the it's all about ratings to the owner. It's all about ratings to these big CEOs and owners of these big monopoly big companies. I was gonna say monopolies. They don't care what the cause is. They just care that they're feeding what the masses want. If the masses are saying, you know, the cool thing is to walk around with one leg, then you know what? Walking around with one leg is going to be our campaign no matter what. I think that ABC saw an opportunity to cater to what they thought were the masses by censoring this guy and getting rid of him, and it backfired. And to them, they still won. You know why? Because their ratings went up.
I think what happened was ABC is like, who's our audience?
Yeah.
These people that are complaining, that's our audience. The conservatives don't care. They don't watch Jimmy Kimmel. So who's complaining? The conservatives? No, they don't care. It's the liberals that care. So we got to bring this guy back because they're the only ones that watch our show.
Yeah.
And we don't have nothing to offer them. Yeah. All the good shows are not on, they're on Netflix and, you know, Hulu and, you know what I'm saying? There's no, I can't think of one show that's on a network other than the one that's in the school. That school show?
The school show.
Yeah. Damn. It's a comedy. It's kind of like The Office. That school show that's kind of like The Office. Let's see if the AI knows.
We're getting dumber.
The Office, you would like me to think of a series?
Parks and Recreations. No.
Oh, Abbott Elementary.
Okay.
They're the only one that people are watching on regular TV. And even who watches that?
I've never heard of it.
There you go.
So, yeah. Listen. Again, they fired, in my opinion, they fired him, they suspended him rather, indefinitely, because they were catering to the conservatives. They were catering to the people who have power right now. People who have power, who have voice, especially after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But
do you think Trump was like, Bob, get rid of this guy, Bob?
Absolutely not.
No, they just saw people crying online. They were like, fuck, he did say something that, you know, kind of blamed. Because think about it, if you blame somebody for killing somebody, the other side is going to be like, they did it. Let's get them.
Yeah.
So they're like, you're inciting violence, like whether you know it or not. So we can't. That got to go.
Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? No, even he apologized in one of these statements over here, if you can find it.
I don't think he did apologize.
I posted a message on Instagram the day he was killed, sending love to his family.
That's not an apology.
He didn't apologize. Asking for compassion, and I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group.
Yes, he did, though.
For the action. He did, yeah.
He did.
But maybe to him, it was like, this was a joke.
No, but you still did.
You still did it, yeah.
It doesn't matter what you believe. Did you do it, yes or no?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, you did.
Some felt ill-timed, unclear, maybe both, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to read all this crap.
So the idea is that blame it on Trump.
Yeah, that's easy.
Blame it on Trump.
That's too easy.
It's so easy.
Oh, who did it? The big guy. Blame it on him. Everybody blames everything else on him. It doesn't matter.
All right. But being that we're on Trump, you saw the whole escalator situation?
Where I got stuck?
Yeah.
Before he even got on it.
And then the teleprompter didn't work?
Oh, I didn't see that part. I didn't watch any of his speech at all.
Wow.
All I did was see the escalator part. I was like, oh. When he left, he broke my heart. And I was like, I'm not watching you.
Did you see the Tylenol?
No. You gonna show me?
All right. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna watch these things and see his reaction.
All right.
All right. Let me clap one in. Let me clap it. Let me clap that.
Trump Tylenol.
First, effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen. Is that okay? which is basically commonly known as Tylenol.
Tylenol.
During pregnancy can be associated.
Oh, my God. Oh, let me see.
This is probably my favorite right here.
If Ted doesn't win, your Second Amendment is going to be in trouble. Big trouble. Remember
wow,
that.
Wow, he looks so different, right?
O'Rourke voted against wow. the border wall. Oh, that's a good thing to win. He voted against Kate's law. And he voted for Obama amnesty.
That's my favorite thing. Says wrong. Obama. This is like after he was talking about Obama wasn't born in America. Remember? So it's not like he didn't say his name before. He's been right. saying it for years. And then there's that one thing. Obama.
Whoa, everything.
Obama was right about everything. Let's go.
This guy's so funny, bro. You gotta love him. That whole autism thing with Tylenol is crazy. Because,
everybody,
right?
Everybody's losing their mind off of it.
It's going to be lawsuits off the yin yang.
Why do you say that?
Bro, you don't think people are going to try to sue?
Tylenol?
You crazy?
Nah, they won't try to sue.
Years ago in the 1920s and the 1930s, they said global cooling will kill the world. We have to do something. Then they said global warming will kill the world, but then it started getting cooler, so now they could just call it climate change, because that way they can't miss. It's climate change. Is it because higher or lower, whatever the hell happens, this climate change, it's the greatest con job ever.
There's, I said it before, there's something about it that reminds me of my grandfather. I don't know what it is.
Perpetrated on the world, in my opinion. Climate change, no matter what happens, you're involved in that. No more global warming, no more global cooling. All of these predictions made by the United Nations and many others, often for bad reasons, were wrong. They were made by stupid people, but of course their country's fortunes and given those same countries no chance for success. If you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail. And I'm really good at predicting things, you know? They actually said during the campaign they had a hat, the best-selling hat. Trump was right about everything. And I don't say that in a braggadocious way, but it's true. I've been right about everything. And I'm telling you that if you don't get away from the green energy scam, your country is going to fail.
And he looks like he does look like a crazy person though. Look
people
at him.
That you've never seen before, that you have nothing in common.
That makeup
with,
is extremely orange.
Why? Why? Why do they have to go with that makeup so hard?
Why don't he just get a regular ass tan? get in the sun.
I don't think it's good for his health.
Is right he? Now. Maybe he's a reptilian. Maybe he's one of those freaking reptilians they've been talking about.
He was right about everything. You gotta close the other window before you go crazy, puppy. He
hold on, it might be sound.
No, I muted the main thing because I know what I'm doing, unlike you.
I muted the main thing.
So the teleprompter's off, and he's like, I come to the UN, and I got a broken escalator and a broken teleprompter. It's all right.
How
I don't need
full
it.
Screen? Look, this is what Trump announced there, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
This is. Obama. Look at the dates on these things. Mount Sinai study supports evidence that prenatal acetaminophen, right?
Use may be linked to increased risk of autism and ADHD.
Like another one, 2016. Acetaminophen during pregnancy, risk of spectrum disorder. What year is this? Does it got a year over here somewhere? 2017, same difference. 2016, cualquiera. Anyway, the point is, they've been saying this for years.
Okay. What's your point?
This one, 2017, another one. This is actual from Tylenol itself saying, hey, yo, listen, don't take anything when you're pregnant. Okay.
They increased the size in their bottle and the size.
What do you mean?
Not recommended to use during pregnancy.
Oh, they made it bigger so people could read it? They're like, don't fuck around. But the point is, there's people online that are like, no, Trump, that's a lie. I can't believe he's blaming Tylenol for autism. It's crazy. Then there's videos of pregnant women saying, taking freaking pills. And I'm like, what are you doing? I couldn't be confident enough. Right?
So they're taking it in retaliation to Trump, or because they actually believe that it doesn't cause risk? Why do you think they're taking it?
Because they think Trump is lying, because they can't believe anything he says. Whatever Trump did, they have to choose the opposite.
No matter what it is.
No matter what it is.
So if Trump says choose life, they'll jump off a bridge.
Look at this one. She decided, look at these. These are all pregnant women. They're like, oh, you know, forget about what Trump said. Screw this guy. Getting rid of pain, 20 weeks pregnant. Look at me. I'm just going to take this medication. What I would like to see is a follow-up. In whatever, 3 years from now, come back on the app and tell me how's your child doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Also, too, is it one dose that does it, or you got to take at least a few? And is it at a certain time?
I think that it's one dose. Not a doctor. We don't know shit. We're not even women.
Speak for yourself.
Go ahead, doc.
All right. If you take it in the first trimester.
Bro, it's a baby that's like, are you retired?
Take it on the first trimester, that's the most dangerous part.
If you take it during pregnancy, period. Listen, you can't make that statement and say,
oh, I don't know how true this is.
You can't, hold on. You can't make that statement and also say that the brain doesn't fully develop at 25.
So then don't take it until you're after 25.
What I'm saying is that if your brain doesn't develop until you're 25, and we're warning our young adults, young children, not to fuck around with drugs and shit, what do you think that is doing to your body while it's still forming in the womb?
Me pregnant, Tylenol. You could tell she doesn't make good decisions in her life. You could just see it in her face.
I thought you were referring to the tattoos.
No, what I mean, Obama. I love Obama. He's so funny. I think there's a thing when he talked about Charlie Kirk. We're not going to get into that.
Right? We're not. We've skipped that part already. Actually, when you think... Yeah, I saw this one too. It's one of my favorites.
I watched... Oh, I didn't finish it. I started watching the new one, Quantum Leap.
Oh, me too.
I didn't even finish the first episode because my daughter
came. Neither did I.
But I do want to watch it. It's in my heart.
It's in your heart. Just not in your will. Yeah, no. It's so people are taking Tylenol more just because they're against Trump, which is insane to me, because if anybody told me anything, it could be a lie. Don't take this because it's going to harm your baby. I'm probably not going to take it.
Yeah, but just in case. You never know. I'm not confident enough. In my own
thinking.
Yeah. It's like, all right, if two doctors are telling me,
take toast. You eat too much toast.
Don't take it as dangerous. I'm not going to. The other doctor's like, it's fine. Am I going to freaking risk it?
Yeah. Like, why?
That's like that's like somebody saying, oh, if you drive drunk enough, you'll be fine. You get used to it.
Oh, my gosh. When I went to Pete, the people that I meet are like, wait, so you don't drink and drive? I'm like, what? What are you saying right now? He's like, oh, then they make it seem like I'm weak. I'm like, oh, okay, because, you know, people that I do, they know what they're doing. I'm like,
yeah.
Right.
Until they don't know.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah.
You become too confident. You saw this? This is the. This is.
Would you have a drink and drive?
Yeah, I've done it.
Maybe a drink.
Maybe a drink, yeah. But even when I do that, I'm like, well, I got to leave in 2 hours. I'll have a beer.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm not going to have nothing after that because I'm done.
Yeah, and not only that, but I'm going to have mad water because I don't want to smell like that beer.
Yeah. I've driven, drinking. If I know I got like 2 hours before I got to leave, I'm like, by that point, I'm good.
Or a glass of wine, maybe.
And allegedly, and maybe you know more than me, I think you could drink with one beer in your system. I think there's a level.
Yeah.
You're right.
0.0
Yeah.
Something.
And I still drink one way before I got to
leave. It's like one beer, 4 ounces of wine, 2 ounces
something
of
like that.
Vodka.
And that's all you can have. Yeah.
Some crazy shit.
Anything more than that,
you And screw. To me, it's like, to me, it's this. This is my logic behind it. I want to feel nice.
Yeah, I don't want to be like that.
I don't want to feel nice. and be freaking worried that I'm going to end up in jail. So it's like, it's not even worth it. It's like, And this doesn't taste good with my pastel, arroz con gandules, in freaking Christmas. This is disgusting. Give me a freaking regular drink.
All right.
But anyways, I don't know how we got veered off to this. Oh, the Tylenol. So yeah, you're willing to risk because you're mad at the orange guy?
Yeah, I couldn't be mad at. Also,
Trump.
Your kid's gonna get sick. God forbid this happens. It's true. Your kid gets sick. Now you gotta have a lifetime with this problem, and Trump doesn't even know you exist. You did nothing to him. He doesn't even know you exist.
And you can't sue him because you were mad because of him. You started taking it because you didn't believe him. That's not like a reversal.
The thing on the back of the bottle says, "Don't do it." Why'd you take it? Oh, because he said not to. There's no excuse.
If it's true that it causes autism, how many people are autistic? You remember your parents or parents growing up taking Tylenol because they're, I'm in pain.
Yeah.
My back.
I mean, think about how many medications were proven that it hurts babies that we figured out later on. Like, oh, snap, yeah. There was one that made kids come out deformed and they didn't know. You probably know. We don't see them anymore. Okay? I don't even know what the ones that were alive when I was younger, I don't know where they are.
Who?
The people that were born with little arms, with one little arm.
Oh, yeah, they're gone.
Where are they? Yeah, I know you're alive. You were alive when I was alive. You weren't old.
If you're hearing this, hit us up.
Where's your little arm? Anyway, the point is, whatever medication their parents took was proven that it did that to the bodies. So they stopped giving it to pregnant people.
So they can't sue
people. It was like a nausea medication or something like that.
They can't sue, right?
No, it's over.
The Tylenol.
Oh, the Tylenol? I don't think so, because they're on the bottle. The Tylenol has defense. Yeah, no, we told you not to.
We told you in the smallest font. In fact,
the president told you. So you have no excuse.
Thanks, Donald Trump.
The news came from the highest office not to take it. So, you follow the TikTok trend. That's your problem.
And that was a free advertisement for us. So we went above and beyond to let you guys know, stop messing around with the Tylenol.
Nausea medication hurts babies. That's not what I meant. Maybe fetus?
Yes, some anti-nausea medications can harm babies, particularly those
Zofran. I think it was Zofran.
Zofran and... I can't say that word.
Whatever. I just want to see the kids.
Whatever. Not the kids.
Wait. Hold on. I gotta
add. Not the Pepto.
People born with little arms. No, not that.
Wow.
That's way worse than I thought it was going
to
be.
This is so bad. I have to change the camera view.
Baby arms. Wait. No. Wait. Hold on. People born with one arm that stays very small.
Those are people.
I guess
they're just baby people.
I want to see them as adults. What the hell's going on here?
Oh no.
What is that? Is that a stitch?
I don't know. They're holding it together. Oh,
amputation. Lord help me.
Why are we Googling this?
I want to see the people with the little arms. It's in my head, or you remember these people too?
It's in my head too.
I had a kid. I used to play baseball. He was on my.
Yes.
His mom had a little arm, and she used to play catch. She would catch it. You know who used to do this to? Timothy. He would catch it.
Timothy.
They would catch it, and then in their little arm, they would put the glove on their little arm, take the ball, and throw it with the same arm. Timothy used to do the same thing with the glove. Real quick though.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh wow, that's a skill. I couldn't do that. Yes, I can't even mimic it. That's how good he was.
Yes, you could. Wow. We got a special place for us.
Where? Heaven? Let's talk about it.
A little warmer. What's up with everybody talking about the rapture?
Bro.
I hate this topic.
It is religious hysteria.
Why? Who died? Why is this
so? So apparently this African guy came out and was like, the rapture is going to take place on this date. Supposedly, somebody else from a totally different place. I don't even know who. I don't even know the whole story.
Who was the African guy?
This guy right here. No, was it this guy? Yeah, it was this guy. I don't know his name. What's his name? Is it this guy? I don't know if it's him or if it's him. Anyway, the point is... No, I think it's him.
Okay, it's him.
The point is, he said... Oh, snap. I didn't even know that happened.
Who's he? Who's she?
This guy.
My apologies about the September 23rd, 20. He was wrong.
I want his name. This is him right here.
This is my favorite part about this story. This part.
Oh, this guy. The pastor. I don't want to hear you talk about it. I want to hear him talk about it.
Not going to find it. Because we're doing the same thing he's doing.
Basically. I guess. Yeah, you're right.
Jeez, you idiot. What are we doing? Is this him? You copycats.
Oh, look. Let's see here. Look. I got the date. I've come, which is the final one.
God wants to rescue the Christians out of the world before what is coming comes.
Why is it 2 days? Why is it the 23rd and
so
the 24th?
So it's 2 days because the Feast of Trumpets is celebrated over 2 days.
And have you ever seen heaven? Have you been there? Have you had an encounter? Have you had a vision of heaven?
I saw God with my own eyes.
Wow.
Yikes.
Anyway, people believe them.
So this is my favorite part when it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
Did you see some of the
before we get there, pranks? Before we get there. People believe him. Okay? Again, with the Tylenol thing. Even if I'm like, oh, snap, this is the day. How far am I going to take this? People went so hard. This guy, he came on TikTok. He's like, I don't know what to do with my life. Leading up to the 23rd, he sold his car. He has $60,000 saved up. He's like, I gave it away to people that I thought needed it when I leave. I quit my job.
Damn, I should have hit him up.
I quit my job. There's another guy who was an Uber driver. And when he picked up customers, they said, we were praying and we thought the next person that picks us up, we're going to give him money. And they gave him like $1,500. He's like, what the fuck? And then they were like, we want to give you everything. He's like, all right. So they exchanged numbers and they just started giving him stuff. He's like, they gave me so many things. Because they thought they're gone. And then there's other people that are like, when I'm gone, somebody's going to need my stuff. So they put signs all over the house. Like, hey, look, I'm gone. I got raptured, but this is where I keep this at. There's money over here. Just in case somebody breaks into the house looking for food, they know it's
like. And then they would record themselves and like, this is what, right.
Yeah.
What are you guys leaving?
I saw a video of a young lady. She took her electronics. A laptop, she broke it in half. She's like, we don't need this. Her iPad, she broke it. She threw it in half. The only thing she didn't break was the phone she was recording on.
Anyway, not that one.
The point is, again, same thing with the Tylenol. I don't know if I could believe a person enough to be like, this is the day, I'm out of here.
They have real faith, Noel.
Yeah. I would still go to work. I'll get raptured while I'm at work. Because I'm like, just in case. You're just a guy. God didn't tell me directly. I'm going to believe you. Just in case. Right?
Would you believe anybody?
I don't know if I could. I couldn't because in my head I know. I'm like, that's a guy.
That's a guy.
Just like me. I'm going to trust a random guy? You know what I'm saying? I can't even think of a Christian pastor that I trust enough to be like, he's going to say, this is the day.
And do you believe,
like, oh my God, that's the
do
day.
You believe the rapture is going to happen?
I don't think it's going to happen like people are saying it's going to happen.
Okay.
It's just going to happen. Like that. Done. I don't think there's going to be any freaking apocalypse. Done. It's over. God's done. It's over. However it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
When you turn off the Nintendo button,
that's it, done. Shut it off. And that's why when I talk to people, I'm like, forget about the rapture, bro. You're probably gonna die before it happens. Why are you worried about the rapture? Worried about your own salvation.
So okay.
You're concerned about this rapture. Worried about you.
Did you see any of the pranks?
No.
this dude left a prank when his wife got home. It was just his sneakers and smoke coming out of it. Like he put something in it, like hot ice or something. Smoke coming out of it. And she's freaking out.
That reminds me what
he got raptured and she did it.
That reminds me what he did to Mike. Yeah. I took off my clothes. We were looking at the stars. We're talking about God and stuff.
You got a bad emotion.
I got completely naked on the roof. He didn't even notice. I just did it so quickly. And I put it on the floor and I hid behind the chimney and I'm watching him. He walks over. He kind of lifts up my thing. He goes, thank God I laughed, because later on he was like, bro, I was thinking what to do. I was thinking about my jump off the roof or whatever. I'm like, yo, imagine. How do I explain that to the police?
You just do. You're like, yeah. This nigga committed suicide.
He just jumped off. The hell? They're not going to believe me. And then wait, you got naked and he jumped. I don't want to hear that. They're going to put me in jail, nigga. It's over.
Nah, you wouldn't have gone to jail, but you would have been mentally bugged.
Yeah, but how they're gonna believe me? There's no cameras. They're like, oh yeah, sure. You got naked and he jumped off.
Yeah.
They're not going to believe. They're going to be like, you pushed them. We both know you pushed them. You have video proof? Like this, I don't know.
Yeah, Pizza Town got cameras. All they saw, though, was the body falling.
But, yeah, so people believe them. They broke all this stuff. And then, like, the 23rd came and went. And people were like, updating them. Well, they said maybe the 24th. And then the 24th came and went. Then other people were like, we never know. It might be the 25th. And people were like, bro, just let it go. It's over. You've messed up. This reminds me of the when Harold Camping, remember him?
Yeah.
It was like May 24th or something like that.
12th? I think you were right.
May something, I feel like it was.
Yeah, it was like spring.
But I remember, this is what I remember clearly, because we were all talking about it. It was all over the news and whatever. But we had a Fifth Ave event in front of the church. Remember they used to do the Fifth Avenue Fair?
I was in the park with the wife and kids. Go ahead.
And there was a guy walking with a sign to the Fifth Ave, repent. Freaking rapture is the May 24th. And I was like, bro, what are you doing? How do you believe it that much?
Do you think those people believe more in Jesus than you do?
I don't know. I don't know. Because is it that they believe in Jesus, or they just believe in superstitious stuff?
Ooh.
It could just be like, I'm very superstitious. That's a conspiracy theorist.
Like, after it didn't happen, they went back to reading horoscopes.
Yeah, they went right back to it. They're looking for the next guy. What's the next guy? He's going to say the representative.
So I can follow him. It's crazy.
Right? But there is a conspiracy. You can never prove, like, that the rapture thing. People in the comments are like, it's not true.
God spoke to me.
Yeah, people putting Bible verses.
The 25th came.
And went.
Who was speaking to me?
Your own self, bro. You're going crazy. You need to stop. That's what I would say.
You understand what I'm asking? Are they having that moment?
Yeah.
Are they?
It was May 21st. I said 24th. May 24th. Hold on. Let me see if I can find that guy.
Yep. I was in Battery Park.
Were you waiting for it there? You're like, I'm going to be with everybody.
Nah, we were hanging out. Me, the ex, the kids. We were throwing frisbees.
And you're like, you're going to throw in, or someone's going to hit the floor. I'm like, oh, what, my kids?
We weren't even stressed in that.
Was it this guy? Was it this guy? Oh, this guy. The thing is quiet right now.
The thing is quiet right now.
Good, leave it like quiet. So when Harold Camping came out, this guy was like, I'm going to stand in the middle of Times Square and you guys are going to watch me get raptured. So he went to the middle of Times Square and everybody around him is watching him.
Wow.
And he's waiting to get raptured because he believed. Look, the news is there with him. Like, all right, we're going to watch this rapture live.
How embarrassing.
And then he had to take the train home.
Wait, did they wait all day? Or he said a specific time?
It was a specific time.
Oh, my God. No, not a specific time.
Specific time. He said that as the earth turns, it's going to be a specific time. And he's looking. Look. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué?
Look, they're on their Palm Pilots.
Look at this guy. He plays bets. This is probably bets. I place bets. He's not going to be raptured. Look at that phone. That's the first iPhone? That's the
first.
That's crazy, bro. I want to see that
video. No, actually, that's the second or the third. 2009.
Anyway. Look. See people messing with him. Bendito.
That's the third iPhone.
I felt so bad for this guy. He had to take the train. Wait, are you telling me that the rapture's not happening? I'm just confused. I was waiting with you.
We're still here. Wait. Are we here because everyone else got? But we're not us?
I feel bad for this guy.
Why?
Because you got bamboozled.
Who bamboozled him?
The freaking Harold Camping guy. These people want to believe in something, and you gave them something to believe.
Stop now, believing.
Now, the question is, obviously not. Well, maybe, I don't know. The question is, are these people making up dates to become famous? To get that little 15-minute spotlight? You know what I'm saying?
It's so addictive.
Or are they really believing it themselves? They're like,
oh, that's why I'm definitely. Asking. Do you think they believe in Jesus more than you do?
No, I'm saying the people that make the dates.
Those people.
Yeah, those people. No, I don't know.
You think they believe in Jesus more than you do?
No, I don't think so. I think they believe in the supernatural. They just...
Superstition.
Superstition. They really want to believe in... If they hear a freaking fart in the other room, they're like, oh my God, there's a ghost over there. Ghosts are real. I heard a ghost telling stories. Oh my God, this ghost are real 100%. I swear I heard it. They're one of those people that believe anything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Again, I feel like this is what conspiracy theorists.
So they don't really believe in Jesus.
I'm not saying I don't believe in Jesus. I'm just saying that they're putting more faith in supernatural
than in
Jesus. Because in the comments, people are like, oh, that can't, that they can't be true, and this is why the Bible says X, Y, Z. And they're just like, nope, I want to believe in this, not the Bible. You're giving me Bible, and I'm not going to believe that. I'm going to believe this.
I'm giving you this math formula.
This random nigga gave me a freaking date. I'm going to believe it. Why? At least that guy Harold Campy had a mathematical equation that you could look it up and do it yourself. And you're like, oh my God, this is the day.
Yeah.
So it was more believable versus the guy that was like, I had a dream. And
not that I have a dream guy.
That's it. That's what he said. That's what, remember he said it. I saw God with my own eyes.
Wow.
Think about it. I don't believe that. If once somebody says I saw God with my eyes, I'm like, I don't believe you. Right away, I thought you're fake.
But because you can't see God, right?
Yeah, the Bible says you can't see him.
So how? Who did you see?
That's what I'm saying. Who you see? You saw a demon, probably. The Bible says you can see angels. They say if an angel from heaven comes and gives you a different message, the one I gave you.
Hit him.
It's the demons.
Pluck his wings.
And that's why we don't believe in Islam or Mormonism, because they both got brought down with a freaking angel.
So, all right.
And speaking of, Jehovah's Witness is another one that started off as a rapture date.
Yeah.
And they kept pushing it back and pushing it back, and to this day,
they're still doing
it. They have
math.
A freaking whole religion. That guy was smart. He would have pushed the date back and made a whole religion. He would have kept it going. Jehovah's Witnesses were doing it. They're still doing it.
Like the second that the time hit, I would have like caught a little mini seizure.
Oh, the Lord spoke to me.
He just said, go home.
He said, wait.
He'll give you a date.
He said, give me a week.
Follow my Instagram.
Yeah. Like, buy my spiritual water I'm going to sell online.
You need the best. It might taste like tap.
It tastes like that bath water.
Jesus Christ. All right, so that happened. What else you got?
But this is religious hysteria.
Yeah, and it's perfect timing for all that.
This is, what you call it? Pentecostals is prime for them. It's
right.
Perfect. This is what you love. You love this stuff for you. You love that magical speaking in tongues and making people go freaking out in church. You love that stuff. This is perfect for you.
So you, the Charlie Kirk memorial? Funeral?
Yeah, memorial service, whatever.
I thought it was it's being called a revival.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can call it that.
We could call it a revival.
Because it brought Christian leaders from around the world, and they were all praying, you know, to Jesus, worshiping him. Yeah, I would call it. It could be a revival. Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't consider that.
Okay, call it a revival. Everyone good with that? We're good with it being a revival? It wasn't Kirk replacing Jesus, though.
No, they would never say that.
Yeah, work
out. I mean, saying that God sent somebody here doesn't mean they're replacing Jesus. God sends all of us here. Surprise! Send you here too. God sent everybody here. But Kirk was able to preach. If I was to preach the gospel from now until the day I die, there's no way I'll reach as many people as Charlie Kirk did doing this.
We recorded about Kirk earlier, and I remember asking you, what did you think about him? You're like, you know, he was kind of... And I had asked you haven't seen his stuff, right? And you're like, oh, no, not really. You have now, and then you could see the difference.
I've seen quite a few things. Most of the things...
Your demeanor changed. Like, if we went back, roll the tape, you would see...
Most of
like,
the things I've seen about him, what I paid attention to, is him talking about Jesus. The political stuff to me is secondary. Because that's not you, right? What are you first? First, I'm a Christian, before anything.
Right.
Right? So, okay, so let's see what he talks about.
So, he was more about the Jesus stuff than he was about the political stuff?
And then once you establish this and you listen to everything he says, and then you compare it to his politics and the words he uses to defend his politics, like, oh, okay, he's taking this structure of Christianity and he's saying, if the politics don't fit in here, I don't want it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he just happens, the ones that fit the most happen just to be conservatives. Okay, I guess I'm a conservative because they all fit the most. You know what I'm saying? But even within the conservative party, you know, he's arguing with people. Think about the freaking the beef he had with what the hell is his name?
Fuentes.
Nick Fuentes. You know what I'm saying? Remember, we looked at this one time, the chart of the political ideologies of the left and the right.
Yeah.
That the left was like a tight ball, but the right was like huge.
Yeah, yeah.
So
scattered.
If you just cut the left and got rid of it and just had the right, the same kind of politics arguing there would be. But if you did it with the left, everybody's like, all right, we agree on the same thing. We're going to kill these people, right? We're good? All right, let's bomb them.
Speaking about Fuentes, did you see his podcast episode with
PPD?
Peanut Butter and Jelly?
I did.
What did you think?
It was interesting. I knew like I said, Charlie Kirk was holding back a section of the right.
Okay.
They kept them kind of quiet. You know, because why? Because he's taking up all the spotlight. Look at me, I'm the guy. Now that he's not there, these guys are creeping up from the freaking shadows. And they're like, all right, now you can talk to me now.
My turn?
I'm the big guy. And I think the PPD podcast, he sounds like a regular guy. But when you go listen to his podcast, he sounds like a crazy person. Right?
Interesting.
But that's the hook. He has the big, PPD has the big podcast. I just need people to watch my podcast now. Pay attention to me now. Now you hear what I really got to say. I can't say it on his podcast. You know, one thing he did say is that he doesn't believe in interracial marriage. He said that to PPD. PPD is in an interracial marriage.
He was like, that's pretty racist, bro.
Yeah. And he was like, well, yeah, you can call it that. You know, and he admits it. That
do you get what he's saying, though?
I understand what he's saying.
What is he saying?
He's saying he doesn't want the white race to be diluted. He kind of wants them to be a strong.
I want to be able to walk down the neighborhood and see with a nice little casita, a nice little house with the apple tree in the back, and the wife in her blouse with, you know, her bonnet hair, whatever, and her husband coming from work with the suitcase. I want to see that.
And her walk up to him and say, here you go, honey. Hey, give a cup of coffee and freaking
have a newspaper. Great day. And with her leg up, when her leg's up.
That's what he wants.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, I get it.
He's not saying to. It should only be that.
No. In fact, I've heard videos of him saying that racism in general is stupid.
Right.
I heard Nick Fuentes say that.
But he's a racist.
Yeah. But he's a racist because that's the definition they give. And he's like, yeah, I guess I am racist then. But he doesn't think people from different races are inferior.
Right.
You know, he says it. He's like, I don't think they are. I think we're all equal. I think we're God. He says it straight up. I think we're all made in God's image and we're all the same.
But
this country
has an image.
Is a white man's country. Is there rules that we're following?
The extreme version of this is what's that country that's being bombarded with Muslims?
France.
France is our allies, right?
Yeah, France are allies. If you look at France today versus what classically France was, it's a different world, bro.
Right. He's worried that that's going to happen here.
I mean, I am too. We have cities in America like this. Dearborn, Ohio. It's basically Islam. You know what I'm saying?
They changed the
police badge or something like that. So, you know, yeah. It is like, I'm all for freedom of speech and this and that, but like there has to be some kind of like structure.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just anarchy. We can have anarchy.
So, do you think that it's going to get to the point of war? Imagine a war with America's Christian base against that police department.
Yeah, I mean, America will win, first of all. Easily. Hands down, easily. But my thing is, too, like going back and forth between, let's go back to Charlie Kirk's revival. There's a few ways to look at this. In fact, I'm going to go on a little Christian sphere tangent for a little bit here. Damn it, I forgot the name of the church. 2819, just confirm it.
2819.
It's at 28.
That's the address? We're giving out addresses?
That's the name of the church. Oh, there goes church. No. I forgot the name of this pastor. This pastor. What's his name?
Let me see his face.
You don't know him. You don't know him. Guarantee you don't know him. He's a man of color. You don't know him.
He's a man of color.
He's a man of color. Philip Anthony. Michael. Mitchell. He's from Queens or something like that. Okay. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about this guy. Okay. All right. First of all, Charlie Kirk Memorial. White people.
White.
Right? A lot. Okay. We know this. There's a mix there. Now, there's a problem. And there's a problem with Republican Party in general. You have your regular Christians that happen to be Republicans, but then you got the far right that also are Christians, and they mix together into this group. So then you have preachers and singers and speakers that are a mix of all of them. Now they're here together to talk about Jesus, But from an outsider's perspective, you're like, that guy's racist. I know he's racist. Why is he up there? But as far as a Christian concerned, like, oh, if you're a Christian, I'm a Christian. Let's be Christian together. Let's praise God. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe they don't even know that he's racist or his ideas. Because also, too, the sensitive mentality that we have in America is like, if you say anything about race, you're automatically racist. And it's like, no, sometimes, you know, things are real. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes one culture is better than another. You're not going to tell me that America's cleanliness culture is better than India's cleanliness culture. There's no way you're going to tell me that. I seen India. I seen the videos online. There was a, there's a TikTok. I think he's a TikTok guy. You know what Google Maps is, right? When you could drop the guy and it shows you anywhere.
Don't drop the guy.
He's like, I'm going to drop the guy anywhere in India. And as soon as I see that it's dirty, I'm going to shut this TikTok off until tomorrow. Instantly, every time. Bloop, dirty. Nope, next. Bloop, every time. Because it's always garbage everywhere. Okay. Right? It's just the way the culture is. There's a guy, Frank Zanu, from Africa. He says the same thing about Africa. There's parts of Africa that you think, oh my God, it's a beautiful city. And then when you walk through, you're like, there's garbage all over the place. Why don't they clean up? You know? It's just culture. It's just the way people are. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, the point is, you have far right have a certain culture, and then you have run-of-the-mill regular Christian conservative that have their own culture. But as far as they're concerned, they're both the same, as far as religion is concerned. If you tell me you're Christian, how do I know that you believe in everything I believe? Okay. If you say you're Christian, I say I'm Christian, how do we know we believe in the same things? Unless we have a long conversation. But if we're in church and you sit next to me, you go, yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm like, all right, amen, let's go, praise God. I'm not going to ask questions.
Right.
I'm not going to be like, wait, before you sit down, what do you believe about Jesus and Mary and Joseph? And what do you believe about that? I'm not going to do all that. We're just going to sit in a church and worship. Anyway, the point is, people paint that as like a white nationalist convention, right? Because they view white Christians as white nationalists. Now, it doesn't mean that that's true. It just means that that's what people imagine. You know what I'm saying? And then you got this guy, Anthony, what was his name? Philip Anthony Mitchell, right? I've yet to hear something him say that I'm like, I don't agree with that. Okay? One of the things he said recently was, this isn't a black church. About his church. Okay?
Okay.
A lot of black people took offense to that. Now, what is he saying? He's saying, I'm not a black church. I'm not a white church. I'm not a church for men. I'm not a church for... I'm a Christian church. I don't care what you are. This is a church. We're not going to make our main focus of this church on one particular subject other than Jesus.
Okay.
That's the point that he was saying. A lot of people went up in arms. This is around the same time Charlie Kirk's memorials, you know, around the same week that he comes out saying that. Because he also feels the same way about Charlie Kirk. He's like, regardless of how you feel about Charlie Kirk, a man, a father, a husband got killed right in front of his family. That's nothing to celebrate. You know what I'm saying? We don't celebrate that. He did nothing, at least, you know, as far as he's concerned, he did nothing that was so off the charts that we're going to celebrate his death. It wasn't Osama bin Laden. It wasn't Hitler. It was just a Christian guy, you know? So people went up in arms for that too. So now you got the Christian community kind of dividing over this race issue within the church.
Because his argument was that why are we celebrating this man? He's just a regular man.
Well, the thing is, once he said that, the black church community came at him. Like, yo, what are you doing? This guy's a racist, da da da. And then he came out, he goes, I'm not a black church. That's not what this is. This is a Christian church. Don't come at me with that racist stuff. I don't care about that stuff.
Okay, so he's getting flack from the blacks because he's not coming down at Charlie Kirk and shunning the whole memorial revival.
Yeah.
And he's saying, is he saying that there shouldn't have been such a revival memorial for this guy? He's just a regular guy.
That's not what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
The black church is saying that. The people.
Okay.
Like, it's just a guy. He's like, he doesn't care. I mean, obviously he doesn't care. He's like, I got my own church to worry about. Forget about him. All I know is that it's sad that he got killed in front of his family.
Right.
And as far as I understand, he's a Christian. And, you know, I don't wish that upon any Christian, not even my enemies. But, obviously, people are like, they want to make race. And this is the problem with not just black church or white church or whatever. Actually, it is a problem with both churches, really. Is that they elevate their skin color to the level of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Well, you shouldn't do that. It's Jesus above everything. But what they do is they take their skin color and they put it right at the same. And they're like, I'm not going to go to a church unless it's a black church or a white church. You know what I'm saying? I just saw a video of a guy, a white guy. I don't even know who this guy is. And he was like, they're interviewing him and like on a podcast, some kind of podcast. And they're like, you know, would you accept black people coming to your church? He's like, of course. Of course. He's like, what I don't want them is to bring their culture into my church. I was like, whoa. He's like, I don't want them coming in with his pants hanging down. You know, then he starts going off about how they commit more crimes than everybody else, da da da. And I'm just like, why even saying this? If you're a pastor and you want to welcome it, why would you even mention that? And that's because what you did was you elevated race. You said, your race is inferior, mine is more superior. So if you want to come to my church, you got to elevate to my level of race.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is wrong. Obviously, it's wrong. But you have a large portion of America's Christians that do this. You know? Another person that came out and that came out against all the bullcrap that's happening now was Vadi Bakum. I don't know if you remember who Vadi Bakum is.
No.
Vadi Bakum, he was a preacher in, I forget what state he lived in. Then he started adopting children. And then he moved to Africa to start a church and all that, right? And he got big. He was one of my favorite preachers, right? He came out with Charlie Kirk too. He was like, in fact, I went back and I saw a video of him with Charlie Kirk talking. I was like, oh snap, I didn't even know this existed. Anyway, the point is, he was like, as far as I know Charlie Kirk personally, that guy was a brother in Christ. And I know he wasn't racist because I spent time with him. I know he's not racist. You know what I'm saying? He's just speaking against things that happen within our own community. Blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, the point is, Vadi Bakum just died like 2 days ago. He was like 54 years old.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You sent that on the chat.
Yeah. Which is insane to me. He's one of the best pastors, preachers that I've ever even heard in my life. And to know that he died at such a young age is almost devastating. Because if we needed the voice, he was a voice of reason, and this is the time that we need that voice of reason, and he's not here now. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a huge division between race and religion, and he was one that kind of stood in the middle, because he's a black man from, lived in Africa. He lived the life that all the Christians say. He adopted 9 kids because he didn't want them to see get aborted or be without a parent. You know what I'm saying? He preached. He did missions. He did it all. And he was like, I'm going to stand in the middle because I kind of fit. I'm a black man and I'm a Christian. So I could see, you know, what's going on here. And I could be the middle guy to kind of, you know, walk us through this as a country. And then all of a sudden he dies. You know? And it brings like, it's kind of scary in a sense, because we don't know what's going to happen with this church. Because I go on TikTok all the time. You see these people arguing that the black church is so important, da da da. And all I keep thinking is about, by you saying that, you're dividing the church into your little section.
Mm.
And you're saying, this is separate than everything else. But then on the other hand, the white people do too, right? The white nationalists are like, nope, we're white. And this is our church. And we believe in a white Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, if you guys stay dividing it, we're never going to make this a Christian world. Like, we're never going to do it. If everybody's looking at America, you're the main focus. Think about it. TikTok is like 90% America. You know what I'm saying? America's biggest export is our culture. You know what I'm saying? We're the entertainment that goes out into the world. You know what I'm saying? People in China watch us.
How many Muhammad churches are there? Like, denominations of Muhammad churches?
Muhammad churches?
Yeah, Muhammad.
You're talking about Islam?
Yeah, okay, that one?
I don't know, 5.
There's 5 denominations?
I have no idea. I just made it up.
How many?
I know that there's 2 major.
In Buddhism, how many denominations are there?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
I don't know. 5.
How many? 5? You love 5.
I think 5.
You want to give me a high 5?
Why don't you look it up? I know that there's a few of them.
There's more than one.
Yeah.
How many in Christianity?
5.
Are you sure?
5, yeah.
Okay, let's find out. Well, we got the Christian ones right here. 1, 2, 3.
No, you didn't know. You don't got it. You don't have it.
I don't
that's
have it.
Not the Christian. None of those are Christian denominations.
No?
No.
None of them.
Catholics are not Christians. Southern Baptists, maybe. Okay. Methodist, maybe. Uh-huh. Church of Jesus Christ, definitely not.
Okay. Go ahead, ask the question. Ready? One, two.
How many Christian denominations are there?
Let's see.
More than 45,000. So at least more than five. I don't know. This, when I see things like that, I'm thinking that can't be that
much. You're being too specific. It's a simple question. How many denominations each religion are there? Now ask the question for the Muslims.
I don't know if they break up in denominations. But this is another thing too. Like, I feel like,
ask the question. Don't be scared. Look,
they added Catholicism with all its denominations itself.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have that. They're not Christians.
It's not. You can't define the answer.
I can define
no.
it. Because I know what a Christian
AI
is
smarter than you.
AI doesn't know the difference between Eastern Orthodox and Pentecostal.
But is
I those are literally two different religions. But Protestantism is the only one here that I see that's Christian.
Those are the three major branches.
Yeah, this is it right here. This is all of them fit under this.
45,000. Let's find out what's from the other religions.
How many denominations are there in Islam? Not neatly divided into a few main denominations. Rather, they are major branches, Sunni and Shia, which further divide into various schools of thought, similar to groups. That's basically like Christians.
Two.
No, but see, that's like saying Christians and Catholics. That's basically what this is right here.
In your definition, sure.
No, you know how these two got divided?
Definition, it's okay. That's your answer. I'm not taking that from
all
you.
All right, listen. This but guy's
Google is saying, no, there's 45,000.
Okay, so one of these believe that Muhammad's son is the one that carries the church.
Church.
And the other one believes that Muhammad's a protege. So that's why they divided. And within those two groups, there's a bunch of subgroups.
Beautiful.
But it's, that's like saying, when you ask it that, when you say denomination, this is what they give you. That's basically saying, if you said, "What's how many denominations are there in Christianity?" They're like, oh, two.
Show more. Show
two,
more.
Two, Catholics and Christians. That's it.
Terrorist. Yeah, two. All right, let's ask the next question.
Wait, so what the hell is this then? Nothing?
No.
What the hell is this? And this? And this? There's nothing?
Why are you getting mad? Hold on. I'm just going with the major.
So if you do major.
Three.
There's only one.
There's three. There was three major in the other one. There's two major here. Let's look at the Buddhism.
No, Christian only has one.
It has.
If you talk about major.
Yeah, it has one. Three.
No, one.
It just showed three.
That it doesn't know the difference between Catholics and Christians.
AI is not smart enough.
Two different religions.
I get it. AI is only smart enough when it comes to the certain questions you ask. I get it.
No, not even. 90% of the thing it says is wrong.
I'm just reading what it says. And I'm furthering your point that there's no way the Christian church can bring unity or bring the message if we're so divided on stupid little things. I'm proving your point. Stupid little things like 45,000 denominations.
But this is what I'm saying.
Think about how many stupid things they're fighting over or they disagree upon. Go ahead.
But this is what I'm saying. Look.
Ask the next one.
This one right here, this Protestantism, every denomination you could think of is under this umbrella.
Catholicism got a few.
But Catholicism isn't Eastern. Christian. They're Catholics.
But even under there are more denominations.
But that's their own separate thing.
But they're all Christian.
No, they're not.
They're in the category of Christian denominations.
So if I make up a category, all of a sudden everything I'm right.
45,001.
Catholics have their own branch of theology.
I'm not mad at the answer. It is what it is.
No, but I'm saying is that this is wrong.
I don't.
Because this, Eastern Orthodox and Catholics are closer together than this. This is way different than all of them, all three of them.
But they all fall under umbrella.
These got separated early on, right away. This one branched off of this one because this one was doing heresy. And they were like, you guys are not even Christian, so we're out of here.
Right. Again,
They never said, sorry, Jesus, we're wrong. They continue with the heresy.
That's their infighting, but they're all Christian.
No, they're not. They're not Christians.
To an ounce to Google's like Christians over here. This is what I got. Google AI has no feelings. It's exactly. Just showing you math.
I know. But you know why? Because Catholics say, I'm Christian. And we're like, no, you're not.
Yeah. And so does 45,000 other denominations. Let's go to the next religion.
All right, go to Buddhist.
Ooh.
How many denominations are there in Buddhism? Three.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I can't even pronounce those words.
All I know is that there's one of them that kill people. That's all I know.
Tyrannic. That's the one.
Where you see that at?
The diamond vehicle.
Tibetan Buddhism also feels a part of.
Oh, I could believe that. Yeah. So there's three.
What do they break down more? I don't know about Buddhism. They're so different. I have no idea.
Yeah, let's not dive deeper into AI mode. We already got the general answer. So Christians are winning. The Christians,
I don't think so, buddy.
S with the savings.
Catholics might as well be Muslim.
I'm just proving your point. It's too much division.
No, there's not. There's not too much division.
Even where's the first one? Oh, that's not it.
You gotta go back.
We lost it. Even in the Protestants, there's not a whole bunch of denominations in Protestants.
There are, but they all believe the same thing.
Got it. But they're different.
They're different, yeah. No. So I'll give you an example. All Protestants believe Jesus was sinless. All Protestants believe Jesus died. Jesus was a virgin birth. All Protestants believe that Jesus was crucified. All Protestants believe that there's faith, you know, whatever. That's how you say it, right? But they disagree on what? Baptism. You have to be a baby or an adult.
Yeah.
So, does it matter?
Tongues.
Doesn't matter.
A whole bunch of stuff.
None of that stuff matters. But we agree because we're one faith.
But Catholics believe that Jesus is the Son of Man, right?
Okay, go on. Now, Catholics believe you pray to saints.
Yeah, but
Catholics believe in idolatry. Christians would be like, every denomination of Christian, I'm like, no, we don't do that.
Yeah.
You're praying to something totally, you're a different religion at that point.
You're a different religion.
Totally different religion.
And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I don't know what you guys, and then you add Mary to that. I don't know how Mary came from. But Lord, that's a different religion altogether. You are not Christian.
Leave Mary alone. Right? Sea Dios.
I think Christians can go to Catholic church, but I think they're Christians in spite of Catholicism. I don't think Catholicism brings them to Jesus.
Right.
I just think that they're in a mixed up weird church and they're just like, oh, you're supposed to believe in Jesus? Okay, I believe in Jesus. And that's it. You know? That's what I think it is. But you'll never see, you'll never see Justin go into a Catholic church. They'll be like, oh, wow, there's a great church. Beautiful. This is Christianity.
Who the hell is Justin? That's for the viewers. <We're not gonna> listen, I think it's watered down.
But the same thing with Eastern Orthodox. Actually, Eastern Orthodox, I like them better because they recognize the saint worship. And they're very liturgical. They're like Lutheran church.
Yeah, yeah.
Very liturgical. Everybody likes to dress a certain way. They do the freaking thing with the smoke, right?
Time.
Yeah. And the Lutherans are like, you're going to come to church? Make sure you wear that suit and tie. You got to bring God your best. And all I keep thinking about, he made me naked. Whatever.
I'm overdressed.
But that's the way you guys like to do church. That's fine with me. You guys feel better. Then you go to another church where they're like, forget about the suit. You got to have a fancy hat.
Ooh.
That's a nice church, right? And then we're going to sing. We're going to say ding, 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 ding. Everybody go crazy. Ah! Then you got other church that's like, they want to dance with snakes.
Ooh, don't want to do that.
Because they believe God's not going to let us die.
No, we're saved.
Not. We're saved.
That's why I sold my house and gave away my money.
And now we can look at them and be like, you guys are crazy and I don't want to go to that church. But we believe in the same things.
So you're cool.
So we're cool.
And if you're going to give us something away, give it to me.
Right here. We're right here. In fact, what time is your service?
You can reach us
at... Can I rent your church after that? Because we're the same church, basically.
Any donations, make it out to
inconsistentmedia.com. Yeah. But the Christians will never go to a Catholic church and be like, yeah, let's rent this place out with freaking saints everywhere. We'll never do that.
I mean, if there's no other space available,
we'll do it in somebody's house.
We'll put a cloth over it.
Yeah, basically. But that's what led to one of the division.
The divisions.
Because he started reading the Bible. He's like, what are we doing?
Wallen.
Why are we doing this?
Who did that?
Martin Luther.
Mr. Luther. Not that Luther.
That Luther. In fact, one of the ideas for a podcast has to do with him.
Well, what did you learn?
I learned, and I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm not going to go into it.
Go ahead. A little preview.
Because we're on the topic, too. It's perfect. I learned that he probably wasn't even a Christian.
It's a good marketing scheme, though, right?
Wasn't even a Christian.
So, okay, we won't go into it. But it kind of falls in line, no? This is heresy to the black community, by the way.
Absolutely.
Heresy to the black community.
But if you don't believe me, read what he wrote. Not what people wrote about him. What he wrote himself. Read it.
Okay, hold on.
And compare that to what Christians believe. Well, we literally just talked about the things Christians believe. They called closed hand issues where you can't. If you don't believe in these things, you're not a Christian.
Who was the president that he called for support?
What was the one before JFK?
Forgot
that guy.
And that didn't answer the call. And
that guy was like, no.
So if that guy would have answered the call.
In fact, JFK wasn't going to sign the civil rights bill.
Wait. If that guy
answered.
If that president took the call, he was a Republican, right?
I don't know. What are you looking for? Yeah. I don't
remember. He was.
JFK.
Was
a Republican. Who was it?
Forgot his name. If he would have answered the call, would blacks be Republican today?
No.
President,
I learned something,
bro.
There was a quote that somebody wrote that some.
What are
that,
you looking up?
I'm trying to look for the president before JFK. Whoa, my boy came up twice.
Trump.
Eisenhower, Republican. That's like a different era, right? This feels like old time. This is like modern.
Yeah, that was the flip.
And then the next modern one is him. He transferred us from old school to new school.
Yeah.
Right? And then Trump came in for all getting changed. Look at that. Yo, look at that picture, bro. Wow.
Compared to the other ones, it's hilarious.
His first picture, look at him.
Wait. Hold on. Let me move this real quick.
You know what this is right here? This picture is, I'm going to be the president. I'm going to change the world.
No, this is pre-K.
Wait, right away we're going to do it. And then this is like, first I know school. The secrets now. Now I've been president, I know the secrets.
Every picture is so much
different. Yo, it's crazy.
Every single picture.
He looks like a bad guy.
People are... Okay, that's kind of serious.
That's the one that was like... When he called the freaking tailor.
His pants riding on my balls. Okay, you got one or two serious, but damn. Okay, they're all serious after this point.
They're all slaves. These are all old people. Okay. Oh, no, actually, there's Abraham Lincoln, your boy.
That's a very nice posture.
There is a rumor that Abraham Lincoln was actually half Indian.
Ooh, damn.
Or, no, a quarter Indian. I think his mom was
Harris wouldn't have been the first. Interesting.
No, like Native American.
Oh, that Indian. Yeah. I'm sorry, wrong Indian. This one is my favorite. So this one definitely wins. All right, so we'll do a Martin Luther King episode.
We gotta do that. That was the more I'm learning about it, the more I'm like, this is nuts. I mean, we know about some things.
Yeah, the
they're building momentum to do something, and they need media attention,
drama. Things, right? Yeah.
Like one of them was that people
his learned. Lifestyle. We know about his lifestyle.
We know about his lifestyle, but one of them was remember we talked about Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
She was specifically chosen for this
position. Hand selected.
Her husband had a car. She took the bus anyway. Right? But, you know, it's set up because they want that photo op. You know what I'm saying? And Martin Luther King was also one of these photo op guys. And they were like, doesn't matter. Son of a preacher, we're going to get you in. You know? But I don't want to talk about it too much because there's a lot. There's way more. And also, once you dive into that, you start to look at history and you're like, oh wow, this influenced history a lot more than I thought. This before Martin Luther King came to the scene, there was a lot of influence throughout history that you're like, and then you look, you know, I can't even go into it because there's so much.
No, we're gonna leave it there.
Yeah,
that's you got it. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, you guys know what to do. Unfollow, report us. And make sure you make a sign.
Make a sign. Damn, I want to make it bigger. There we go.
Hey, there he is. Mr. Trump.
El General.
The General.
Yo, what a weird guy, bro. We out.
I love him. I think he dies right after.
Yeah, he's done.
Wow.
He's done.
The confidence in that is wild.
He's done. He's almost done now. He's losing.